What's up everybody, Mr. Mate Vicious here. Now, in this video I want to talk about when I got red-pilled. There's very few people in the manosphere that knows how I got red-pilled. I got red-pilled when I was about 12 years old. I started, you know, going through puberty and all this shit, you know, and seeing hair grow in funny places and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I look at my mom and dad, and I look at my grandpa, my grandma, you know, my mother's side and my father's side. They stuck together to the end, okay? I thought that's just how things were, you know what I mean? But I started to notice a lot of things going on in life, even as a child, that there's so much lusting out there. There's so much sex. There's so much sexuality. I started seeing real sex on HBO, and there's sex everywhere. There was sex everywhere. Even in the WWF, when it was called WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, when it was called that, okay, they started to show sexuality. And when I saw that as a child, I was like, this is the fucking future. Lusting, cheating, lying, all this crap. You know, my first red pill was Tom Likas, and I kept it from my friends for a very, very fucking long time, okay? I gave one of my friends his first red pill, and that was Tom Likas. And I started noticing a lot of his, broadcasts, you know what I mean, his radio stuff, way back in the day, popping up on YouTube. This was a while back. This was back around 2008, 2009, around there. And, I showed my friend this. I was like, this is where I get my knowledge from, because my friends, they thought I was fucking absolutely insane, talking the way I talk. I've been talking like this for years. I was like, I don't have a girlfriend because I don't want one. I do whatever I want. I do whatever, what I feel. And then at the time, I was on Adult Friend Finder messing around. And I'm seeing all these girls showing their genitalias and their fucking boobs and their sex videos and shit. And these are real people. And I happened to show up at the goddamn place they wanted me to show up. And that is over there at the jack-off booths over there at the adult bookstores. And then all of them were married. So even back then, I was about 21, 22 years old. I started getting into Adult Friend Friday. I started when I was 18. And yes, did I get some play? I got some play with some fucking goddamn horny ass wives with their cuckold husbands. Okay? She's totally in control. Older woman in her 40s. Fucking around with an 18 year old. Okay? And the husband sits down and watches in the dark corner of the goddamn bedroom. It reminded me of that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, where Arnold Schwarzenegger's all in the dark like that, watching his wife, you know, follow all these commands, and she starts stripping and all this shit. It reminded me of that. Okay, that's what happened. Okay, I started seeing all this lusting and all this shit, even in the WWF and on TV. I started seeing more and more sexuality. So I was like, you know what, this is the future and it's going to be a problem. So, and it is. Women are monkey branching left and right because they know they can. But Tom, you know, when I was listening to Tom Likas, you know, I mean, everything he was saying was true. And I started to see it in my life. He opened up my eyes. He really did. But when he gave me that challenge, I bet you can't get into a relationship. I bet you can't make a marriage work. I bet you can't do it. So I tried it. I lost. He won. And his knowledge was better. And his judgment was better than mine. So, since I lost, you know what? I just, through cohabitating with a woman, being with a woman, trying to make a relationship work with a woman, and I just threw it all out the window. Because Tom was right. And I red-pilled my friend with Tom Likas, and I did not want to show my friends this because they thought I was absolutely insane talking the way I am. But they started to see, and they started, they were looking at him, looking at his videos, and they're like, well, geez, Cam, you know, like, God, you are right. And so is he. So is Tom. Oh my God, man. You guys, man, holy shit. I'm starting to see that in my relationship right now. Oh my God. It's true. It's absolutely fucking true. Women monkey branching, women just suing guys in court, even if they're not married with them or whatever, just trying to suck every fucking dollar away from a man. That's it. That's all they're about. They use kids as an ATM machine, and they use us as an ATM machine. We're a walking goddamn purse to them. That's all we are. That's when I got red-pilled when I was 12. I started noticing all the bullshit. And I knew this lusting and stuff became a was going to become a problem. And when I did try to make a relationship work, and then the girl that I was with monkey branched to another guy, and then right after that guy to another one, to another coworker of mine. So I just decided, you know what? When that exotic dancer gave me that card, that business card, and I called it up so I can get into the adult industry. Because they convinced me, it's like, you know what? I'm seeing so, because they were seeing in the strip club so much lusting, so much betrayal. There is no such thing as love anymore. I was convinced, and I was. Not only Tom Likas convinced me, exotic dancers convinced me, and slutty ass women, and most of them are closet ones. You know what I mean? Even the closet ones that straight up said to me, you know what, Camp, you're right, man. They're like this, oh, you're right, you're right. I look at Ranch all the time, oh, you're right. Go your own way. Thank you, bitch. Thank you for letting me go my own way, and I thank you for understanding my way. Yeah, I got my red pill when I was 12. Well, the moment I saw WWF fucking going so fucking, bringing these girls and their butt cheeks out, and I remember Sable with that one, bikini contest, and they had those little handprints, the black handprints covering her boobs. I remember that. Oh my God, all those bikini contests, these fucking bra and panty fucking wrestling matches and stuff. I was like, oh my God. Oh, everything's getting so sexual. I already knew it was going to be a problem. Then a lot of women looked at that and said, you know what, that's not a bad idea. I should get sexual myself. Then when I got a little bit older and I saw my brother's ex-wife dipping her toes into the exotic dancing industry, I knew where that was going. I knew where it was going right there. She was getting cocky and arrogant, and she's like, oh, calling her brother on the phone and this and that. Because every time she called her brother on the phone, she would always ask for money. And when she called him that one day, she's like, oh, I don't want to lend you money and this and that. She's like, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. I make more money than you and blah, 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 and this and that. Yeah, fucking right. Because one time I had to go pick her up because my brother was at work. I had to go pick her up and from the strip club, I had to go pick her up, and she only made $20 that day. She got so unconfident. That's how unconfident she got. She didn't want to stay through 6 o'clock and then work through the night. She didn't want to do that. She didn't want to fucking do that. She just gave up. She just fucking gave up. But I know what she winded up doing. I know exactly what she winded up doing. She started to get a little more handsy with the customers. She did. And then eventually she found some little pimpsqueak that thought he could take out my brother. Little skinny little twig motherfucker. a Jewish guy who wanted to be black. He acted black. Corn rolls and everything. That's what my brother was telling me. A Jewish guy that wanted to be black. So, my brother's ex-wife gets impregnated by this bitch, my brother finds out, and then all is history. I knew where that was going. After seeing that, I had no interest, really. I tried trusting a woman. It just seems like they're all the same these days. Monkey branching, riding the cock carousel, that's all they fucking think about. They don't care about you, they only care about themselves. And they only care about what you can give them. That's all. That is all. So I was red-pilled at 12 years old. My parents, my friends thought I was fucking absolutely insane the way I'm talking, like how I'm talking now. I would like to dig up my old videos and post them here, but it seems like my audience seems to have a problem with that.
Well, I've already seen this video. Why are you posting old shit?
Well, because that was my original message, and my original messages are really hardcore. But anyway, that's how I got red-pilled. I've been red-pilled since I was 12 years old. And I'm glad I never knocked up a bitch, and I'm glad I never fucked around with marriage or anything like that. Thank you, Tom Likas. I just hope you guys do the same. It's okay to hook up with women. You guys can fuck as many bitches as you want. Just don't cohabitate, don't have babies with them, and do not get married. Don't. Shit I've seen past and everything, and all the relationships I've been through, you know, marriage and cohabiting with a woman and everything, it's not a good deal for you. You're better off just staying alone and fucking around bitches. Hell, bitches monkey branch and they fuck around on you all the time. Why can't you? Think about that and let that sink in. Think about it. If women could go fuck around with other men and monkey branch, you can do it too. Why not? Or you could do what I do. You know, have girls playing in your adult films and stuff, if you could find one. There's a lot of women in this town that are so fucking naive, they think that everybody in the whole entire world is gonna see them. Even their dad, and their grandpa, and their grandma. So fucking stupid, they're so fucking naive. A lot of these fucking bitches and a lot of these men in this fucking town have not been to Las Vegas. They haven't been outside of this fucking state. It's pathetic. But anyway, this is all I have to say in this video, and you guys know how I got red-pilled, and I've been preaching about this shit for a very long time. I just never called it MGTOW, but when I saw MGTOW as a growing thing, I was like, you know what, I want to make a video, let's rock, fuck it. I'm Mr. Hey Vicious, signing off.